Did you ever hear the terms jackleg or yarn axe or shade tree?
No.
And the hind...
I just call them, if they weren't very good, I'd just say they weren't very good at it.
The highest rank in the army.
A general?
Mm-hmm. What was your husband in the sea?
He was in the Air Force.
And beneath a general is a...
colonel?
And person in charge of a ship.
An admiral?
Or just...
Oh, captain?
Do you ever hear that word captain used in other situations? Like people call them in, they work for a captain. Or... And a man on the stage would be an actor, a woman would be an actress. And a person who works in an office and does the typing and...
Secretary?
Okay. And a person who goes to school.
Student.
Would you use the word student if they were saying first grade?
Yeah, I'd just say first grader, I think.
Okay. And a person who presides over the court.
A judge.
And what different names are there for colored people?
Oh, I always call them, used to always call them niggers, but now a lot of them like to be called black. But I never call them niggers. That's one thing my mother always told me. Never, you know, that wasn't polite.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What words were common around here? Did you hear the word nigger much around here?
You do. You know, some people call them that, but mostly you'd hear negro. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any joking expressions or...
No, that's about all I've ever heard that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it, someone of our race? Wait, so we're not Negro, we're...
White.
Any other names for white?
Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
You usually just see that on a form, you know, that you have to fill out.
Uh-huh. What about a child that's one parent's black and the other parent's white?
Call them mixed, I think, you know.
Any special names for a real light-skinned Negro?
Not that I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Just light-skinned, you know.
Do you have your high yellow or...?
I've seen a few that were almost white. Mm-hmm. I mean, that were really white, but that's... I think my mother said they were albinos or something. They had the frizzy hair, like the colored people, but their eyes, you know, would be almost colorless, you know, their skin was real pale. You see them every once in a while. We used to go downtown for the Bethune-Cookman College homecoming parade, you know, and all the colored people all turn out for that, you know, even all the white people in town, too. And you'd see a few people like that, and then you'd see the real black ones down to, like you said, people that... You could hardly tell the difference from our race, you know.
This was a... There was a colored college here.
Mm-hmm. It's in Cookman.
At Daytona?
Mm-hmm.
How many Negroes are in this... First of all, in this area, the Daytona, Port Orange area, and then...
There are very few in the Port Orange area down here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, I don't think there'd be over maybe 10 in the whole school. They live, a few of them live out along the railroad down here.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see too many around here. Now, up in Daytona, there's quite a few. And they've had to integrate the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So they, now one of my daughters goes across the river to school over by the ocean because the school down here was too crowded. So they bus her over there. And quite a few of the Negroes from way up in town are bused way over to this school because there are more wealthy people that live on the other side of the river, and there are no blacks, hardly. I don't think there'd be any over there at all. There may, you know.